There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast.
On the left.
That's when the cannibalism started.
What was that?
Good.
Ready to go.
Hold on a second. I'm warming up. Let me warm up real quick.
Okay,
been talking
up
for an hour. Good and warm.
All right, welcome to the last podcast, everybody. With Marcus Parks, I'm Ben Kissel. With us, as always,
Hong Kong Henry Zabrowski. Oh, I wear so many tape across. It's my shirt and my pants.
What are you wearing?
Tablecloths.
I heard paper clothes.
That's fine.
Okay,
that's fine as well. I could see a Chinese person covered in origami clothing. Uh-huh. That's awful. Again, I mean, I'm just ignorant of the culture. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
I just don't know if someone could send us pamphlets or just, but I mean, like short things about China or Thailand, so that I could actually get some facts.
Mm-hmm.
That would really be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to listen to those facts, or are you just going to completely discount them and continue on with your racist attitudes?
I just need them in sentence forms, just one sentence at a time. Little bits, positive Chinese information.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just send them to me. That would be really great.
That's good. And that's similar to how you would teach a retarded child about the wonderful culture of China and
Absolutely.
The Chinese people, which is what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to take you down the very slowpoke road of retarded serial killers. For some reason, it's been retard week.
It's been kind of retard month here at Cave Comedy Radio.
Well, I definitely listened to the last roundtable yesterday, and you guys were talking about retarded criminals. And I was like, oh, man, I really want to know how many different and retarded criminals there were, because you mean, like, my family is literally chock full of the mentally challenged.
I got some in mine as well.
So I'm very familiar with them.
My family's happy and healthy.
It's different, which is so weird because you're so crooked and dark.
Yeah, it is very
yeah,
bizarre.
We're so happy and full of life over here. Oh, full of life.
Hello.
I mean, you would really think that your family would have a whole series of different disgusting mutations, just given your
past history
with frogs and
no, we're all
firecrackers
mentally ill. Don't get me wrong; we're definitely all mentally ill.
Okay.
Oh yeah,
but we're very high functioning.
Well, Jackie and I were the only ones that were not mentally. We just don't have any specific.
So you're
sort
talking?
Of problems.
Do you have autistic people there, or Down syndrome people? What kind of retard are you rocking?
We have several with Down syndrome. We have several with just general learning disabilities. There's
right.
some Tourette's.
Oh, okay. Tourette's always seemed like a fun one.
We see all of my cousins with Tourette's are brilliant.
Right.
They're very smart, but they're just, it's
fuck cocksucker!
It's like when we were kids, it was very crazy. They used to take their clothes off too. I mean, so did I.
Yeah.
When I was a naked little boy.
Yeah,
I used to take off all my clothes and run around the supermarket, which is why I had to be chained to the cart, which is actually true. I had two leashes. I had a leash around my waist to my mom's purse, and a leash on my hand to the shopping cart.
Well, it makes sense that you're Hong Kong Henry Zabrowski right now, because as a child you sounded like King Kong Henry Zabrowski.
I was a little naked terror.
That's amazing.
Now I'm a big naked terror.
You look beautiful.
You are.
So you did some research, Henry, and you found four actual mentally disabled serial killers.
Well, a lot of it is,
or just killers in general.
A lot of it's like the controversy of executing people who are mentally challenged for doing heinous crimes. I mean, because we started talking about it, you know, it's just like, and it's true. You guys were talking on Roundtable in sort of general terms about how the mentally challenged are very nice. You know? I remember I had a teacher in high school who believed in God for the first time in his whole life because a retarded boy at a birthday party made this big, sloppy piece of shit birthday cake. I mean, you know what I mean? It was very sweet.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not a good cake. It's not going to be on Cake Boss.
Well, I'll tell you.
You know? But it's like,
it might be on Cake Boss.
But you know what I mean? But it's like, they had like candles all over it, like sort of like jammed at different places. And he's like, I love you. And, like, he started crying, and he believed in God, you know? And
very easy to convince this guy of God.
Yeah. I mean, just in terms of...
All it took was a retard cake?
But he was, like, it's just... all
weird.
It took was just one retard cake. And that's all... I'm one retard cake away from being fun again. But the...
you gotta tell Pastor Joel Osteen about this. All it is a retard cake. You don't gotta fill Yankee Stadium anymore.
But, I mean, he saw it as an evidence of universal love. is what he right. said. And they, but and that's just the truth. You know, it's like my cousins are incredibly positive, good people, very strong. but they are like incredibly good people.
Strong when happy. Reverse of the Hulk.
Where they're active in their community. They're volunteers. They have jobs. They do. They graduated right. from high school. They not really, but you know, like they
special high school. Yeah. The same high school I graduated from.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Now, in my whole life, I only encountered one violent, retarded person.
Yeah?
Super violent. Yeah, yeah. This little girl that was she was a lot younger than I am. She had Down syndrome.
Yeah.
And she would.
Angry Downs?
She would rip
the fuck?
Her. She would rip her hair out by.
But that actually
clumps.
Is probably a sign of abuse.
Yeah.
Are you just talking about Mick Foley?
If you want to talk about abuse, here's what they used to do to her. She would get so, nutso and crazy, out of control. They had this small room built. I may have told you guys about this before. Mm-hmm. But they had this small room built with one-way glass in it.
I never heard this.
And, yeah, with a one-way glass in it. And in the middle of the room was about the size of our recording studio. Maybe, like 10 by 10, something like that.
Oh, so it's bigger than our recording studio.
Yeah, bigger than our recording. Yeah. And there would be this raised platform. And on
Wait a second. The room that we record many podcasts in
most of them,
is smaller than a retard's punishment room?
Yeah, it sounds that way at this point.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. Much smaller.
Good to know where we are in life.
And there was a raised platform in the room, and on the platform was a wooden chair, kind of somewhat of a throne. And on the wooden chair, on the arms were leather straps.
Sure.
And
fuck?
On the legs, leather straps. And they would strap her in on these leather straps whenever she was bad until she would calm down. They would leave her alone in a dark room strapped to a chair.
But sometimes I feel like I need that to calm down too.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love to just have some time to just sit in a chair strapped down.
Right.
Just to relax.
Yeah. I'm just going to smoke some bong hits around her though and blow it right in her face.
Sweet,
that would also help her.
Yeah, she was a biter.
You got to do the ear.
Her name is Sabrina.
Sabrina. I mean, that's the thing. Sabrina, I'm sure she was a really nice gal. Did not like to be tied down. Retarded people, they're very smart in a lot of ways. Like we were talking about on Roundtable, this fellow that we know takes care of the slowpokes, and he has life all figured out.
Mm-hmm.
Says
yeah.
kiss him, miss him, kill him.
Yeah, the kiss him, miss him, kill him thing is pretty
disturbing.
They
got it all
disturbing.
Worked out.
But I just say, I guess that... When you're low functioning, you are a direct mirror of what your circumstances are.
Right.
And a lot of these stories have probably involved people being pretty heavily abused.
And for the record, the Supreme Court did take up the case of killing the Tartar children, and they decided in 2002 in the case Atkins versus Virginia against it. They don't like the idea of killing retarded people, so I think it's no longer legal
in all 50 states. But that's where now a lot of these death row cases will come down to. If it's even hedging on that, they will do constant sort of visits to the psychological experts to judge them. That's what happened with maybe we can go to the first one. Paul Penry.
You want to talk? Okay, so Johnny Paul Penry. Now this fella was borderline retarded. He was a Texas man born in 1956, and he was convicted of stabbing and raping 22-year-old Pamela Mosley Carpenter.
Who was also the sister of a famous...
American football star Mark Mosley.
Yeah, so it's it was a huge case. He committed a heinous, violent crime against this woman.
Right.
And basically, they used it. They used his mental state to sort of... to try to jockey him into innocence.
Right.
And we were kind of talking about this before, where it's just hard. You know, when it comes to a heinous crime, a heinous sexual crime, mm-hmm. that it's like, how can you, what can you say? How can you defend this person?
It's tough. I was just thinking how could he be retarded and rape? Because it's sort of an intellectual thing to do. But then I realized that's a totally stupid thought because it's as primitive as you can get.
Well, we were talking about...
I guess retarded people can rape.
Oh, yeah.
If you look at just serial killers and how they're normally classified, so you have a lot of, they generally fall into organized and disorganized. This is just in serial killers, right? In terms of methodology. And so it's organized serial killers are normally very high IQ. The common example is Ted Bundy.
Right.
Ted Bundy was a genius.
He wasn't a total idiot.
He wasn't, but he had like an above average IQ.
Right.
He had above average IQ. It was like 112, and he did, you know, he would plot out a highly organized killing. Same thing with Jeffrey Dahmer, highly organized.
Yes.
But it's like, what he would just, or you would have a, what you could call a playing space in his house that he could allow himself to really let his hair down,
right,
and be as disorganized as he wants. It's inside of his apartment. And disorganized killers are spree killers. They're normally, these are people that have very low IQs. Like,
yeah,
like, and a lot of those killings have to do with, like, sexuality. It's like stuff like what's his name, the Boston Strangler, Albert DeSalvo.
Sure.
Except, I mean, like, he would dress up as a delivery man and then just rape 90-year-old women. You ever heard that story? That's what he used to do.
No,
he used to rape 90-year-old women and then kill them, strangle them to death with their pantyhose, and then leave them,
yes,
in grotesque positions, like in their house, like,
sure,
leave them like sitting up in a chair with their legs like spread up on two tables with
watching
a big
Murder,
fancy
She
bro.
Wrote.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Put it on into it.
That's nice of him to do that.
Just like half filled out Sudoku that he just did, you know,
right,
and just put it next to him. You know, really detail work.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what. So
but
I
now
think
he sounds
that sexual
little-
crimes, it's really prevalent in low IQ criminals,
which makes sense. You know, no one's having sex with John Paul Penry. He's
well,
got to get.
Have you
it
ever
somehow.
Had a retarded man get hard while hugging you? I have.
And how does that? So how does that feel?
Disturbing, and awful. It feels like the saddest and worst story in the world.
Do they have like
kind of? It's
like if you scratch a dog too much and you watch it get a boner, and then you sit and watch it.
How long were you?
No,
hugging?
Henry.
How,
you don't
how long
watch
were
it.
You in embrace with this man?
It was just quick, but he was hard.
Do you feel like it's because your body is just sort of one big tit, and he was
could
just
be.
Like rubbing
no,
against it?
No, I have
it?
A saw. I mean, like, you literally.
Mean, I would get hard if I just rubbed my
you
dick.
You literally fold and my belly.
Henry is now lifting up his shirt and showing us where we can fold a pussy into his stomach.
You could maybe. I'm not that fat.
No, you're not that fat.
But I'm just enough to get a dick in
there. Right. Yeah. A nice sized dick could fit in there.
Or a small, well, retards. Tiny
yeah.
little one.
You
know,
have the
kind of oi 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 oh.
The belly.
I made what? Pudding.
Yeah. You have the
oi oi. I made pudding.
Did he have a boner before you started hugging him?
Yes.
Or, okay.
Yeah. That's why Henry went in for the hug.
But that's what
he
say,
really
but,
wanted to feel that.
But
sweet
like,
bone.
Do you remember when you got in trouble for hugging too much in school?
I was a lover. Yeah.
So it's I like I think it's the same exact thing where they're just. I've heard that they are hypersexual.
Yeah. Yeah. You have the like male belly equivalent of Kim Kardashian's ass.
Yeah.
Like it is just you want to really stick a nice.
Now that you
stick
think about
there.
It, I like me more.
I like you more now too.
Ooh, where's that Ray J, huh?
I don't know.
Get
I wanna,
me a TV show.
I want to see that sex tape. So
front butts.
Front
Henry
butts.
Henry Zebrowski presents front
yeah.
butts, and it's just dudes fucking my belly. Oh. And they're just like, but then writing me a check for $50,000 afterwards, and I'm like, thank you.
Yeah. Marcus
he's fucking my belly and I'm playing video games on my phone.
Marcus and I were watching some Brazilian fart porn. You saw the Brazilian fart porn.
Man, oh man, those are some strong farts.
Yeah.
It blowing looks like a ghost.
Man, they're blowing hair back.
It looks like Paranormal Activity. Like, it's like.
I wish the chick was dressed like royalty and be called Queef of England. Which would be fun.
So let's go on to the next one.
Oh, you don't want to talk about him anymore?
I mean, that's really just. That was just more of an example of. Someone
okay.
who, like a heinous crime done by someone who can't think.
Okay, and he ended up being
killed executed
in 1980.
For his heinous crimes.
Okay, so let's move on now. There's another fellow, which I must give, name of the decade, Triple R, Ricky Ray Rector.
Ricky Ray Rector,
I just killed her. You know, something like that.
See,
you
this
can just
is
imagine
actually,
that.
This is not a full mental retardation, but this is more a, so Ricky Ray. Was a bad boy. He was the naughty boy. he robbed and killed a man and shot a man.
Right. He shot the man at Tommy's Old Fashioned Homestyle Restaurant.
Come on, guys. It's my old fashioned restaurant. Ain't no reason to kill people
in Conway, Arkansas.
Come on, guys. Ain't no reason. Why can't I kill people in my restaurant?
Old fashioned that it doesn't pass any health inspection.
What you gotta do is get a big old iron pot. I took the bottom of a tractor. You make stew in it.
That sounds like a good stew.
Yeah, I would eat that.
Tractor stew. So this guy, born in 1950, Conway, Texas, his crime took
Conway,
place.
Arkansas.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Conway, Arkansas.
And this all happened underneath, At the time, Governor Bill Clinton.
Yes. Okay. And so he shot and killed a man, and he escaped, he ran and hid with his family, and he's not retarded at this point.
No.
And so
by the way, the reason for the murder is that the bouncer at Tommy's old-fashioned home-style restaurant wouldn't let Mr. Rector's friend in because he couldn't pay the $3 cover charge.
God, that is just you get to the door. Do you have $3? No. Oh no, sir! I was like, do you have $3?
Why the fuck is Tommy's old fashioned home style restaurant charging a $3 cover charge?
Cover charge.
That's what is this, Studio 54 or shitty restaurants?
Like, it just sounds like Big Chet is out front of the door and they're going in. And he's like, come on. Give me a $3 toll.
Yeah.
It's like, there ain't no $3 toll.
It is today.
No, come on, man. I don't want to give no $3 toll.
No, there's a dance hall attached to it.
I agree with Rector's
decision,
though.
Can you imagine Ricky Ray at a dance hall and what Ricky Ray is doing there?
He don't dance. Ricky don't dance.
And he killed a guy with a 38
caliber. 38 caliber.
So he goes home. He talks with his family about it. They're like, you got to turn yourself in. They have a family friend who's a police officer. He comes to take his turning in. And they talk for a while with the family, and then the police officer turns around, and Ricky Ray shoots him in the back a couple times, and escapes in, and then is eventually caught. So what happens
okay,
is right before he's
caught.
Okay,
but what happened to the officer that he shot? Did he end up dying?
Yes, he murdered the officer.
So this is two deaths on this man's hands.
And two other assaults.
Okay. Yes. This guy has ruined his life. This is like one crazy night in Ricky
right.
Ray's life. And so he decides to end it all and shoots himself in the head, but he fucks it up. And just destroys his entire frontal lobe, right? So he gives himself a pretty professional lobotomy.
Yeah.
And so what they're saying, this end up using as a giant example for Bill Clinton's when he ran for president.
Right.
And talking about, like, why we can't severely punish the mentally retarded.
But it seems to me as if Rector made himself retarded after he already committed the crimes
if
when
you
he
made
wasn't
yourself
as retarded.
Retarded, that's just points against you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you lose.
If you did it, then you're the problem. You know, you're one of the problems in this scenario.
Man, and I'll tell you, there is nothing worse than a botched suicide, especially when a gun is involved
and it's
aimed at your head. There was a fellow who lived across the street from me. He was in high school. He was a rabble-rouser. He was drinking with a bunch of friends, brings out the family shotgun, accidentally shoots his friend, this girl. She dies. So all of his friends leave. He has a police standoff for hours. And my parents had to go to my grandma's house.
Whoa.
Next thing you know, around 5 in the morning, they hear a shotgun blast. The police rush in. He shoots himself in the head, but she fucked it up with the shotgun. Blew off his entire face. He's still in prison. He's on suicide watch.
No face.
And he looks like the woman who got her face tore off by the fucking ape.
He's Arseface.
He is. He is literally Arseface from The Walking Dead.
Oh, my God. No. Preacher.
Oh, from Preacher. I'm sorry. Yeah, from Preacher.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow. That's number one bad story.
Yeah. Number one bad story. So Rector actually sort of got off easy.
So on his last meal, he got his, like, traditional. It doesn't say what his meal was. I think it was, like, you know, it's like roast beef and something. And a big slice of pecan pie.
He probably ordered something from fucking Tommy's old-fashioned home-style restaurant.
I just want to get back. Yeah, I want to try again.
Okay, Ricky Ray.
They sent him, they gave him the piece of pie, and then he didn't eat it. And they're like, Ricky Ray, you didn't eat your pie. And he's like, I'm saving it for later.
Saving it for later. God, that is the saddest thing I have ever heard.
They're like, Ricky, You're gonna
go. Never mind.
Just
we'll just hold on to it for you, Ricky.
Where we going, Grandma's house?
Soon, Ricky, you'll be reunited.
I hope y'all can eat my pecan pie tonight.
No,
I can't wait to eat my pecan pie.
Your retard voice is making me want to cry.
Right now, I'm just so full. I can't possibly eat pecan pie. Why don't you guys give me so much food?
You're right. It
was their fault for feeding him too much.
Yeah.
Come on, yes.
He's like a goldfish. He'll eat himself to death.
Okay, guys, it's so much fun being here in this dining room. Hey, you got ham smoked roast beef?
It sounds
you know, great. You're right. It does make me very sad.
Yeah, it really is kind of shaking me up, to be honest with you.
Well, what the listeners at home can't see is the look in Henry's eye.
Really?
And the hunched stature that he has while he's doing it.
What I'm really hoping is that I will win an Oscar one day for playing the very inspirational, retarded locker room boy. Just like, I don't know if you guys don't feel so high about the game, but I think you guys can win it.
I think you are. You're channeling a bit of your young...
Mikey Schatz.
Mikey Schatz, the greatest character ever. The funny thing about Rector's lethal injection, it didn't go very good. It took them 50 minutes to find a suitable vein.
And that's what they're saying. He was like moaning and like... Whoa.
Yeah, they said the moans... yeah, the State Department guy said the moans did come as the team of two medical people.
Oh, the moans did come.
Yes.
The moans did come. And lo, the moans did come.
Five people worked to find a fucking suitable vein in this poor bastard. I don't understand why it was so difficult. I guess he was a bit of a chubby monkey. Yeah.
No, you imagine doing a lethal injection on me is going to be really hard. I have a hard time with a doctor.
I guess it is harder to find a vein with a chubbier person, huh? Makes sense.
Yeah, you got to be stabbing them 3 or 4 times, and I'll tell you what, chubby people are just not good getting stabbed over and over again.
Well, there's a reason why skinny folks are so good at heroin.
That's true.
That's very true. It's a vicious cycle.
Oh, yeah, look at that big, thick fucking main line.
Yeah, your veins are just cording a needle. They are just romanticizing with that needle, putting a nice little last waltz with it.
And we're going to use this last guy, but I actually like the idea of talking about Ed Gein.
Yeah.
Ed Gein. Yeah, let's talk about Ed Gein. Of course, he was of retarded movie fame, Leatherface.
Also, based on him, and then Psycho, which is more of a high IQ version of him. And then also the movie Deranged, which is based entirely just on Ed Gein's life, which is awesome. Right. Deranged is so creepy.
And when we say intelligent, it's in the context of serial killers. We're not talking about like intelligent like in the context of like people who built the highways.
Yeah, like great mathematicians. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
They're still stupid people, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if it's stupid. They just have a missing part of their personality that like is the governor for normal behavior.
Right.
Like Ed Gein... Well, but Ed Gein was seriously retarded. There's just certain things that you have to do. There's certain things where it's like, we talk about it with serial killers with like, you know, Dahmer. I think Dahmer and like Gacy, right? They created alternative worlds where it's just like they lived in their alternate world. And then when they go out in the real world, they shut the door on their secret world and they can just live their life and go out and act normal.
I mean, Dahmer worked at a chocolate factory, which is the most beautiful job a serial killer could have.
Still,
you imagine the droplets of blood that he puts in every fifth like piece of chocolate.
The fucking bone fragments under his fingernails. All in the chocolate. It's in the chocolate.
But I would say in defense of...
No! It's in the chocolate! Don't eat the chocolate!
There's bones in the chocolate!
I like this one. It has hazelnuts, huh? There's not supposed to be hazelnuts
just one
in that.
Man screaming outside the factory.
There's bones!
There's bones in the chocolate!
Oh, Mommy, I've never had chocolate before. I can't wait to eat my first bar of chocolate.
No! There's bones in the chocolate!
Okay, we'll go somewhere else. Apparently they have bones in their chocolate.
That's fine.
My empire is crumbling. My chocolate empire is destroying itself.
Why can't we get rid of him? It's a free country.
Well, this is a goddamn free country.
You're right. We can't fire another white man.
Really wonderful chocolates.
But Ed Gein lived in his world of horrors simply because he was so stupid. He was very, very, very stupid.
He was beaten into retardation, though.
Well, that's a big thing where it's like you talk about like we were saying before about how like I think that when certain mentally retarded people are abused, that's all they know, you know. And Ed Gein lived that very perverse, fucked up lifestyle. He lived with his mother until she died.
Yep.
And then when she died, he let her stay in there.
Yeah. Now, how long did he let her stay in there and rot?
Years.
No, because he had to bury her at some point, because didn't he bury her and then continually go back to the gravesite and sort of dig her up at times and play with her bones? Because I think that her head was used for an ashtray.
And her skin was used to make the woman suit.
And her arm was used as a flute.
That's nice. He was a nice musician boy.
Who's playing that crude, disgusting music next door?
This goddamn arm sucks for a flute.
This is a Jurassic Park theme?
But Ed Gein, in his defense, he only killed two women. Right.
He's not really like a very... He's not a notorious killer.
He's not. And I think that what he did, as far as like grave robbing and putting, you know, making lampshades and other throw rugs out of people's skin, why not? You know? I think it's more respectful to the human body than just letting it rot underground and get eaten by a bunch of bugs.
I feel like if Native Americans did it, like, it would be sort of a thing where I'd be like, Native Americans, it's natural.
It's you nice. Know?
They're yeah. out there. They're already doing it to a buffalo. Do it to grandma. You know? But Ed Gein just started. When you make a suit out of your mother's entire skin.
Really amazing.
And you put it on yourself.
Yeah.
And you masturbate while it's on you.
Uh-huh. Well, that gets a little bit weird.
That's more like.
I mean, he could wear one of those. That is no longer a beautiful tradition. Yeah. I mean, in nowadays, though, he'd be on some reality show, like Project Runway or whatever show that he designed all those.
Skin wearing freaks.
Yeah, that's a great
Think
show.
Of it this way. What if Ed Gein was 1/16th Navajo?
Oh, fuck, man. That throws my whole argument in the toilet.
He wasn't, so don't worry about it.
Okay, good.
I'm just hypothetical.
Actually, from Wisconsin, there's a lot of Native Americans.
But once you start mashing up bones in order to make your furniture,
right.
it's just like, come on, man. I know it's a hike to get to IKEA.
No, I was just going to say, I would rather
do it this way.
It's easier to put together a human bones and make them into a couch than it is to buy a couch from IKEA and try to put that goddamn thing together.
Those Tell me
about Swedes
have
no idea what they're doing.
It's all the way out in Red Hook, dude.
Jesus
all the way out
Christ.
In Red Hook.
I'm just going to kill my mother and use her vagina to make a bunch of little belts.
All right. Might as well.
Henry, think of it this way. All right. I live right next to the biggest cemetery in all of Brooklyn.
Yes. Just
imagine the amount of sofas you could make.
A long way from Red Hook.
Right.
I got to take a train and two buses to get there, or I can walk over and dig up some Civil War veterans' bodies and have a whole new rug.
Yeah, I mean, it would be...
You just keep calling it a rug, and it's just a loose pile of bones on the floor.
No, if you're rolling
like
around,
my rug.
It's a rug. Well, time to vacuum the rug. Yeah. No, you believe it. You won't believe it. You step on anything enough, and it just turns right into a rug.
It really
it's
does.
It's really remarkable.
And you know what? Hair lasts a long time.
Well,
never
Marcus,
dies. Never goes. Never leaves.
It's been a really fun afternoon. I gotta be going.
Yeah?
Yeah,
you
know, I'll be seeing you
I'm
going to
be
podcast.
Making a new rug later. You want to say?
I'll be seeing you at the podcast. I'll see you at the podcast.
No, you won't.
Here.
I've always dreamed about growing up and becoming a rug.
But, like, then we were going to talk about sort of, like, famous, like, retarded cinema killers. And, again, and a lot of them are based off of Ed Gein. You have, you know,
a lot.
Leatherface, man. The number one. The fucking patron saint of this podcast. Like, the man himself, again. Like, this is someone who was born into his crimes, but was like Michael Jordan in the fact he was born into the environment and excelled in it because he was born to do it.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, to some degree, Leatherface was more coddled and cared for than Ed Gein could ever imagine. You know, Leatherface, for all intents and purposes, you know, he was a little bit of a slow dude. He had a terrible face, but his family loved him. You know,
That's
and
true.
They gave him a job to do, and he did his job. And when he did his job well, they clapped around the table, and he said, "Good boy, Leatherface." And, and then we
let's give her to Grandpa.
Of course, you give him to Grandpa.
Is that like what went down in your house?
Yeah,
when you did well in school. And stuff like that?
Yeah, it was weird. I sounded like a dying lamb. Yeah,
I saw that new picture of you on the wall.
Oh, the fat one.
God, man,
I was fatter than you.
Yes.
Much fatter. I was fatter than you too, Marcus.
I've looked like this since I was 12.
You're creepy. It's nice to know your girlfriend is a quasi-pedophile.
A bit.
And then there's also Tiny from the Firefly family.
Yeah.
Another retarded person.
Again, fun name for a big guy. Mm-hmm. That guy's got some serious problems. And also in real life, that actor must have some serious problems.
He does. He has a lot of very serious
health
problems.
He passed. Yeah.
He did.
He died.
Mm. Yep. He died.
Yeah. He died like a year and a half ago.
Of what?
Being huge and monstrous. They didn't have any makeup on the dude. That's how he looked.
I mean, they put face makeup
on
him.
Yeah, face makeup. But his fingers were like that. He had gigantism.
Yeah.
Was he taller than you?
Oh yeah, and he never stopped
look it
growing.
Up? Can we see how big he is?
The internet access isn't working.
God damn it!
He was something like 7. He was like 7'3" by the time he died. 7'4". He's one of those who never stopped growing, you know, and that's why his hands kept on moving the way they did, and they just got long and fucking weird and shit.
Mm-hmm. You think anyone made love to him?
Yeah, probably.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Hollywood actor,
but
like
out
that,
of just, but just for freakish purposes?
For money. Like with he gave them money, and then they
like
had
prostitutes.
Sex with
prostitutes had sex with him.
Yeah, totally.
You think he could have had a wife?
He could have.
He might have. You know, with the freaks, they, you know, they find their people.
Dude, women don't care what you look like.
It's really kind of true.
It's freaks really do. Like, if you look, I mean, I know, like, there's one thing I know about circus freaks, that and pyrotechnics. But circus freaks tend to find mates throughout life. Like, they tend to find each other. People tend
to, I think,
like,
it's if you're just
them.
Literally doing
because
what you want to do.
Freaks are beautiful people.
But they can be so aggressive.
They can be extremely aggressive.
Yeah, but we're really aggressive, so that's nice for us.
But now when you meet me, I'm like, hi.
I know, and then you're a terrible, you were just yelling at your phone. I'm going to get a recorder. I need people to see the demon side of you.
What's wrong with me?
Henry's so nice. And it's like, no, he is not nice.
I'm nice. Henry's,
you are a mean man. You
what
yell
are you
at things.
What talking about?
Well, whenever you were trying to look up the Ed Gein quotes on your phone, you had a bit of a hissy fit.
I was yelling at my phone.
Yeah.
But I yell at things. I can yell and be nice.
Yeah.
Fuck you!
Whoa, man! Whoa, man!
Fuck you, Marcus!
Don't fucking make me into a goddamn recliner. I don't know. I feel like we pretty much covered the retards. It's a bit of a quick episode, but I can't think of any other retarded people right now.
I mean, besides us.
Besides us, yeah, but we're not serial killers up to this point.
I just don't want one to kill me.
No, you know? I think that we're going to be fine.
I once worked at this day camp with a high school girlfriend. We did this thing for volunteer. We had to do volunteer hours for this like program we were in high school. And I volunteered at this place for the emotionally disabled.
Okay.
And the thing was, I was put in the group of what they called the high-functioning males. And these were all guys that were like my age, you know, like 17 or so. And this one guy who was huge, looked like a human wolf man. He was like a foot taller than me. Like, sit there, massive, massive, so sweet, you know? And that was the whole thing. You get this big sort of, like, talk of, like, avoid sarcasm. They don't understand sarcasm.
Okay.
The one thing they love is wrestling, because it's like one of those things. And he's not, like, he could have been, he was, like, totally normal. Like, we were sat and we were talking, and he was just, like, really normal, and we're kind of, like, hanging out, and I was just like, why are you here, man? Why are you in this, like, special school? And he's like, oh, I just got in some trouble in my old school. And I was like, what did you do? Like, why would you be here? He's like, I just, like, got into this fight with his kid, and, like, I broke his arms.
Arms?
Plural. I love that guy.
I was just like, you broke his arms?
I mean, that's the thing. As a big guy, you just get punished for winning. He won the fight. He should be awarded.
I mean, he
fucking
was also a rage monster.
Right. Well, don't make him angry.
I mean, the thing is, I think it's, like, really easy to make him angry. Like, it's also, that was the toll. They kept wanting my phone number. Everyone wanted my phone number so they could call me on the phone. Everyone's like, don't give him your number. Don't give him your number. And then finally, I end up giving him my number.
Sure.
And they just would call and call and call and call. And then, like, you know, and then it would just be like, I'd see them. They'd be like, you didn't pick up my phone call. You know, just like this like weird thing. And they're all like, I don't know.
They're all like Wayne's ex-girlfriend from Wayne's World.
Yeah. Hey, Wayne.
If you're not careful, I'm going to break up with you.
It's a gun rack.
I don't even own a gun. We can do Wayne's World all day.
Much less enough to necessitate a whole rack.
I got to watch that movie.
It's so funny.
God.
No, just be careful around retards or get them mad. They'll kill you.
All right. Well, I think that's the lesson for the episode. Be careful around retards. They may or may not kill you.
All right.
Well, good, Marcus. How do you feel?
I feel good, Ben. How do you feel?
I feel great. Henry?
I'm not mad.
Okay.
No.
Oh, make sure the brown sauce in the packet is not chocolate. It's soy sauce.
No! There's bones in the chocolate! All right, guys.
Magustalations.
Magustalations.
Hail me!
Okay. Good.